places where you don't mind going to work. I think that
the days go fast.
I think
so
it's
fast.
A difference between a job and a career. A
yeah,
job
like,
is something you wake up in the morning and go,
have to do.
Like, and a career is something you can't sleep because you can't wait to get up and get to it. And while it is about, you know, when you get into your career, it is about making the money so you can pay your bills. But it's one of those things where, you know, if I didn't have to pay bills, I would actually do this for free.
Yeah.
If you can say that, mean it in your heart, then you are in the right spot.
Sure.
You're doing the right
sure.
thing. And that's what when you
that's
mentioned it's
point.
About passion.
That's rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how to get free lunch on Bob, because that is a big, that is a big,
that's
a
like,
big thing. Free lunch on Bob.
Everyone loves that contest.
Yeah,
I get so many
I love that contest.
That's great.
So we're going to talk about that and a few other things regarding admissions here at the Illinois Media School as First Lady, along with Bob Hiller and the lovely ladies from our admissions department, from the director's desk, WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station.
Hey, this is Ike Moore from The Ballistic
Did
Show.
You say
like
one
us
minute?
On Twitter and Instagram at WindyCityUnderground.
You sure
You're listening
to
WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station.
What's up, Chicago? The new year is here, and quite a expected new year off.
Then
back.
I don't sound like, is there anything I'm missing with admissions? And I didn't want to ask an admissions question that led into a financial aid answer, so I was like, let me.
Somebody sounds off mic. I would listen.
Move closer. Love the mic.
I keep rolling backwards.
How y'all doing?
We can probably touch on students and then maybe just talk about some personal stuff, like get to know a little bit more. You guys can talk about, I got a few questions for you.
Okay, so Lunch on Bob is the 10th email you received.
Yep. I'm Candy Gomez. Kiss FM. Subway gift card.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hamley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out
this
what
is a bring back memories
said
Casey.
About the Illinois Media
going
School.
Through the process. Getting that parent involvement,
right? I was a person that just saw me when you was 17,
because
I was 17.
I know.
Yeah. She's like, wait, it was great. I didn't get to see this.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's good though, because you can't enter into a contract.
Well, but you know how it is too. Like, imagine just like trying to get all that done without, you know, being here. She would have had some real questions.
So like, wait.
I'm like, wait, what papers did you sign?
So you signed away what? So how long are we making these payments?
Exactly, and that is. I'm like, and we always tell students too. It's like the stuff. Not that it's so confusing, but like there's so much. Like, please don't go home and try to explain that yourself, because your parents always hear you. Like, you're 12 years old. I deal with this all day, every day. The middle of a sentence.
That is crazy. Yeah, you know, because actually, if you're interested in coming to the
It literally is. She does this all the time. She goes, Tobin. And she's already taken the selfie, and I'm like,
don't do it.
I'm trying to tell her, like, don't do it. Don't take a picture of me.
It's like, I can't have so many pictures. I can't even look at my phone for that. Check out the Illinois
Media. I can't.
I try to stay hip.
It's like,
stay hip.
It's like, I'm like this, and I take a picture and like half my face. Like,
I think people understand us a lot better once they see how close we sit to each other.
That's not
there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got
like
a good
when
one
we could
of
finally do the admissions.
I did get a good one.
And people
one
could
of,
see.
Oh, the two of us that one time.
Yeah, you
that.
Missed
one
that.
Time.
Oh,
yeah.
When was that? Last week?
You submit your music to Windy City Underground
accreditation yet?
Well, you can.
I think it was last week when we
were
did.
30 seconds.
When we did the admissions call from our office.
Make sure your submission is an MP3 format. Oh, I'm like,
why
do I keep using
these?
Yeah, she does. It doesn't.
It's you guys.
It's a text, yeah.
I'm like, is my father still texting me?
Right, 16 seconds.
And all over campus is like, now do you see how close we sit to each other?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I saw that.
WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station. From the director's desk, it's First Lady and Bob Hiller with our lovely ladies from the admissions office. And I just want to say, Paige, I don't know how you work
thank you.
With Miss Randall
thank
over
you.
There.
You
we
know,
were on break.
I'm trying to
and
spread the word.
She's done 50 selfies.
So many. And I'm telling you, she catches me off guard with selfies. Like, she just tells me to turn around. So I think I'm turning around to answer a question. No, she's taken a picture of me, and now she wants to put it on Instagram.
Yeah. See,
like, you need to go home.
Right.
Like,
it's like, it's I so thought good. The students were bad. You know, yeah. I had students.
I'm like, Bob, you need to take the phone away.
And they're taking selfies, in the, you know, during break time, and I'm going, okay, well, I get it. You know, it's
but
it's
along
a youth
with like,
no. She's in, and it's.
I'm amazed she doesn't have her sunglasses on her right
no,
now.
I'm so upset that I forgot that.
Really
so,
bad.
So I think so that needs to be an admissions requirement that if you can out selfie.
Miss
Randall,
put it in the catalog.
I got it from my student. This
right.
is what they do.
Sure,
on
blame
campus.
The students.
You know,
uh-huh.
I'm trying to stand a little.
You see
yeah,
that?
You hear this? She just threw all of you under the bus.
Yeah.
All of you out there listening to this, you're gonna write
it,
your essay.
Is she trying to stay current or relevant?
Right. Relevant.
It's true.
The relevancy
is
very real.
Important.
Okay.
Very important.
So, we have to. It's all when you can get into the campus director's pocket. Without having to go through writing up for budgets.
Yes.
This is an
yes.
awesome thing. So, if you would like to have lunch on Bob, and that means that Bob pays for the lunch, because I just heard how that sounded when it came out of my mouth. So, let me rephrase that. If you would like for Bob to provide lunch for
that's
you,
so good.
The 10th email that he receives at rhiller@beonair.com, that's R-H-I-L-L-E-R, at beonair.com. That's BEONAIR.com. Yes, I have to spell it out because some people will
all
just write
time.
B.
Yes.
You will win a gift card out of Bob's pocket for Subway.
For Subway.
Yes.
Yep.
And that means you get the sandwich, the chips, and the cookies and the drink.
Yeah,
that's a deal.
So, whatever it covers. I don't know. Whatever you can make it, whatever you want it to be. You can do 1 foot long. You can do a 6 inch and a Coke, whatever. But
yeah, but
it's a gift card.
But ladies, it doesn't include us. We have
employees,
to
buy
out.
That's fine.
Yeah,
employees are not eligible.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Fine
yeah.
print. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the stuff they say really fast. So speaking of fine print, of course, when it comes to sitting down and talking about, you know, agreements and things that, policies and stuff, are there any fine print things that, you know, the students need to know, things that they need to really think about, you know, when they're coming in, they're sitting down and they're saying, I'm going to come to this school. Are there some things that, anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to add that students, you know, will experience when they come in, or things they need to start considering when they want to make a decision?
We're really transparent with our enrollment agreement and all of the fine print, but I really, and the both of us, we really place emphasis on the fact that we teach our students, everyone, three different ways, okay. right? There's a combination of lecture, web-based learning, and practical assignments, right? They all work together. So don't forget about your web-based learning.
Don't forget about
that's
online
included.
Coursework.
That's
included.
Online coursework.
Like,
let's
be clear.
We do know Tash is listening right now.
Right.
So Tash,
she's our,
there's your shameful plug.
Well, she's our online
right?
coordinator, and she will, if you, she's on it. You will, you know, you have that one parent.
Yeah.
You have that grandparent that you don't want to disappoint, because they will, you will feel so bad, and they will get on you. But in a nice way.
Definitely.
And then you feel bad because you haven't held up your end of your responsibilities.
Absolutely.
And it's really just to help you.
Absolutely.
There's nothing in it for grandma.
No.
Well, Tasha is that grandma.
I knew you were getting that point.
You
said
that.
You don't want to upset her, because then you feel bad because you didn't hold up your end of the bargain. And I think one of the great things about everyone here, all of the staff, and the current students and grad students, is that when new students come in, they are embraced. They're not made to feel like, oh, fresh meat. Hey, right. Can I sell you an elevator pass?
Absolutely.
You know, that it's not that. It's, mm-hmm. hey, so do you need help with something? Well, you know, we're going over to the store. You want to walk over with us, mm-hmm. during break? There's no, you know, distance,
right.
like that. There's not the I'm in week 9 of mine and you're in week 1, I can't speak to you.
Right.
It's not like that.
No,
it really is all inclusive.
Definitely.
And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy being here.
Definitely. Yeah. That's really nice to see. You start to see the students collaborate on projects really early too, especially as they get involved with radio stations or going out to remote events.
Mm-hmm.
You start just seeing students from different classes who are connecting and helping each other, you know, the video students helping the audio students and vice versa. So
right.
it's really, really cool to see.
Right. So, Bob, was there anything that you want to add?
Well, just one thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, our audio emphasis program that's starting. You guys are also taking applications for, which starts February 20th. And then, you know, this spring we'll do another sports emphasis program as well. So we're excited that, you know, definitely some more details on the sports emphasis program coming up. But anyone that's interested in the audio production emphasis program should definitely come and see the admissions
team.
Yeah,
if you haven't already seen that studio, definitely let us know. That's for grads as well. There are a lot of students who graduated before that was complete, and it looks awesome. It looks really, really cool.
The other thing is, you mentioned earlier that you like to build a relationship and bond with your students, and, you know, they sit there for an hour or so and spill their guts about their, you know, passions and what they're doing and why they're here. And you guys get to listen and ask all these weird questions, which no one understands why they're being asked. But, you know, so let's turn the tables. Let's turn the tables on you guys. And I remember the first time that I met Tinka. You know, she didn't say her name was Tinka. I didn't say it was Miss Randall. You know what she said?
What?
She said, I'm Evan's mom.
Evan's mom, everybody.
So,
first time mom.
I think he was 2 years old at the time.
Yes.
So now he's 6.
Yes. No, he's 5. Just turned 5.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But you still introduce yourself as a new mom.
As a new mommy. A new mommy.
Does he call you mom or mommy?
Mommy.
Okay.
He calls me mommy.
Just wait till he starts calling mom. My kids are 4 and they already call me dad. So that was a weird thing. But why don't you tell us more about Evan? Like, what's he up to these days?
Evan, that is the love of my life. He's the love of my life. 5 years old. He's in kindergarten now. And it's amazing to see him just grow and just transform. And now he's like, you know, he's in different activities and now I'm embarrassing and, you know, mommy, stop it. Don't dance, don't sing. Like, no, you're embarrassing me. So it's a joy. Like, that's, you know, one of the great just roles and responsibilities that I have is just being a parent and watching him grow. So it's all about, you know, Evan outside of work, and I'm just really, really excited. He's just the joy of my life.
Is he taking selfies yet?
Yes, he is.
He
FaceTime. He will not FaceTime me.
Paige and Evan, they have a real, very weird relationship.
They really do.
They really do, but it's just a joy. It's just a joy. I'm like crying, tearing up when I think about him. I know it's kind of weird, but yes, he's amazing.
Wow, it's so sweet.
Amazing.
So what kind of activities, I mean, I know that it's only January, but are you starting to plan for, like, the summertime and what you want to do?
Well, he's preparing for basketball.
Okay.
He finally has mastered swimming. You know, he wanted to get out of it, and I'm like, listen, no, you're not stopping. We're not going to stop this until you get it. It's all about hard work. Do it, and he loves it now. So he finally mastered that, and we're going to move on to basketball, and in the spring, summer, maybe martial arts. So it's just all about just putting him in every single last activity that I can think of that he wants to do, just to make sure he can experience it all. You know?
So you're going to have a really hard time when he falls in love.
They're going to have a hard time.
No. You're going to have a hard time until you become a grandmother. Then they'll have a hard time when the grandchildren come, because they will want to be with you. Then you will be that grandmother they don't want to disappoint.
Yeah.
But right now, and it's going to be difficult for girls as they come along, not because of you per se as being the mother like that, but because you are his first relationship,
mm-hmm.
with someone of the opposite sex. So he's going to base everything he feels and thinks about girls based on mom. So, you know, you pretty soon you won't be able to kiss him when you drop him off at school. No, mom.
You know. I can't dress him now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, and he's so, you know, just self-sufficient.
And you can't come in the bathroom.
I can't, like, mommy, I need privacy. Yeah. And I'll go away. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Go right ahead. I'm like, do you need help? Can I help you with your shit? Like, no, I got it. So it's just, you know, it's a joy just to see him grow and to see him, like, you know, time moves so fast with kids. And I could just remember when, like, I was just holding him, you know, this little bitty, well, he's a big boy, but just this baby. And now he's like, you know, he's every bit of, he's up to like my chest, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you're only 5 years old. So it's really, really just amazing to see him grow, to see him just transform into this young man. So I'm excited.
And for all you Evan fans out there, another fun fact about him is that he knows Mandarin as well.
He does. He knows Mandarin, also Spanish. So yeah, he's just eating all of that up.
Very smart. So Paige, are you a first time mommy or a no-time mommy?
She's a first time wife.
Who is married to her boyfriend?
We've only been married like almost 4 months. So I still, I'll be just like in conversation, like, oh yeah, you know, my boyfriend, and then people like look at my hand like, you definitely have a wedding ring on, you are married. Yes, my husband is my boyfriend and vice versa. But yeah, we've just been married since September. We've been together 7 years. I got the Facebook reminder that we've been friends on Facebook for 7 years. I think that happened on our first date. So
okay, good. Wow.
So what's the big difference then for all those in suspense, like, you know, and dating for 7 years, married for 4 months. What's changed, if anything?
For us, there's not. I think that's why I can't get used to calling him my husband, because we've lived together since almost immediately when we started dating. I think like 6 months in, we were living together and moved here together, moved to Chicago together from Michigan 5 years ago. So nothing has changed. I mean, we get along. He's my best friend.
Well, something will change. Your taxes.
Oh yeah, no. We're,
that is the only thing that changes. That.
Exactly. Yeah, the finances changed. You know, the joint bank account, all that fun stuff. But other than that, nothing.
I honestly think the government makes you get a marriage license so that they can tax you differently. Because you notice a marriage license is the only license you never have to renew.
Yeah, exactly.
You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I didn't think of it that way.
Well, I did because it's a lifelong business contract.
That's true.
21 years in, I'm here to tell you.
That's good.
No renewal process.
Exactly.
You buy the cow forever. You don't like the milk 20 years in? Too bad.
Wow.
You mentioned 5 years ago you guys moved to Chicago. Why did you guys pick Chicago together like that? Being both from Michigan.
Yeah, so Tyler is a mechanical engineer. He graduated, he did 5 years at Michigan State, and he graduated a year after I did. And right after he graduated, he applied for jobs kind of all over the place because I had just been working the same retail job for a while. I wasn't really stuck to it. I was open to finding something anywhere. I knew I wanted to change anyway. So he found job offers in Virginia, in Texas, and in Chicago. And we wanted to be still close enough to home to drive back and see our parents. We're like a 3.5 hour drive away now. So we took the leap, and now we live out in Oak Park. He works, he has to drive to the suburbs for work, and I can take the green line right down here. So it's perfect. Yeah, we love it.
And one last thing, too. You're very involved in a book club, from what I understand.
I tell you about it all the time.
This is like going to be a real race interview now. We got a book club. But, so what's the best book that you've read lately? What's your favorite book?
That's really tough. We just had a meeting last Friday. So my sister and I started a book club. My mom has always had a book club. And when my sister moved here from New York City 2 years ago, we started a book club together. And we have, like, I don't know, upwards of 7 to 10 members, depending on who shows up. But last Friday, we discussed Zadie Smith's Swing Time, which is really, really good. If you haven't read any Zadie Smith's, she is a phenomenal author. Everything that she writes is great. And Swing Time is a wonderful story about female relationships. It's beautiful.
Very beautiful. I'd like to suggest an author, Nikki Turner. She's a best-selling author. So if you ever decide you want to go into urban literature, reading urban literature, try Nikki Turner. She's what do you call it, the New York bestsellers mm-hmm. list, mm-hmm. yeah. So she's really good. She's really good. That's how you look. You know, you want to. I like crime movies and stuff like that, so I can live my life vicariously through her books. I don't need police records, so I just I live that crime life through her books and watching Scarface and The Untouchables and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
I love like true crime. Any of that.
I almost got away with stuff. Stuff like that. So, all right, so now you know a whole lot more, probably more information than you really needed to know about all of us here at the Illinois Media School, but that's the great thing about people that are in the entertainment, broadcasting, creative fields. Our minds work. The left side, the right side, they work. Sometimes not together, but they work. And we're not afraid to express who we are and our passions. So for those folks that are listening, or looking at us on Facebook Live, and they're interested in contacting one of you regarding admissions here at Illinois Media School, what is the number they can call?
They can call our main line at 312-884-8000, and just let Sarah, whoever else is over at State Street, know that they want to speak to admissions, and we'll be there to help.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you both for taking time out. I know you got a lot of students that are waiting to see you, so we want to thank you so very much, myself and Bob. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And we are getting out of here as we are getting the finger from Michelle Gonzalez, who is the program director here at WindyCityUnderground.com, as well as our board operator and, of course, AP, Art Porter, who is the producer of the show. We love you so very much. Until next month when we meet again, enjoy yourself. Happy New Year. Be safe. Come see us at the Illinois Media School. From the Director's Desk, First Lady, and Bob Hiller, Illinois Media School, WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station.
Awesome.